This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
I'm truly a person of the present. I'm 99.99% I'm happy every day. Truly, I live almost from day to day, enjoying what I'm doing and wherever I may be at the moment, whatever I may be doing. That's truly what I do and who I am as a person.
That's Jan Leschetsky. He's a 17-year-old Canadian pianist who enjoys a lot of different things, from studying flight schedules and taking flight lessons to performing in a variety of venues, from Carnegie Hall to an igloo church. He was also quite happy to perform at Chopin's house to mark the composer's 200th birthday in 2010. Yet this Polish-born pianist chose to feature Mozart on his first solo recording for Deutsche Grammophon.
I had a vision to do Mozart because I think Mozart truly shows much more clearly than Chopin who you are as an artist, who you are as a musician, what you'd like to say and how you'd like to present yourself. Because of its pureness and simplicity, it just gives you the chance to show truly what you would like to. As opposed to, for example, romantic music of Chopin or even Rachmaninoff later, you have this so much sound that you can immerse yourself into. In Mozart, that's not quite the case. Right away, you can focus musically, and audiences pick up very easily if the artist believes in it. So I think Mozart is much more difficult to play in many ways than Chopin or other composers.
Mozart often wrote contrasting works simultaneously. That's the case for the piano concertos number 20 and 21, which appear on this new recording. Jan says what you need to listen for are the similarities between the works.
They're almost like not quite identical twins. It's like just different twins. You have the D minor, which is the dark one, the one which expresses all the pain, all the suffering. But at the same time, you can hear in the D minor the lighter and the happier qualities of the C major. And in turn, in the C major, it's the happy one, it's the outgoing, it's almost what we would say it's typical Mozartian music. It's just full of joy. But you can also hear these elements from the D minor, the sadness, the anguish, and it's interesting to play them both together, and I think they actually work very well together also on one CD. It's very interesting with the D minor slow movement, with the middle section that's very tumultuous and a bit faster in what you feel and how it goes out. I mean, it starts quite calm, but then the middle section just comes and it completely screams. It's so painful and so dramatic. On the other hand, in the C major, the number 21, you have this surreal second movement, which is just so beautiful and, of course, very well known. And it's hard to play. And the analogy that I love to use for this second movement is as if you were entering a cathedral, when there's nobody there and it's so calm and you enter this place that you feel is sacred, especially in Europe when it's cold in the winter and there's almost nobody there in the church and you just walk in and it's the beauty of everything. I think that's how you can compare the entrance of the second movement in the C major. I think the beauty of it is that everything is in the right hand. The left hand's almost playing nothing, and that's something fun for a pianist because often it's split evenly or left hand's constantly playing but nothing important's happening. Here, this right hand's constantly doing something. It's never resting, and the left hand has this not very much to do, but when it does come in, it has something great to say.
On this new recording, Jan Leschetsky performs under the guidance of another great Mozart interpreter, Christian Zacharias, who leads the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra. Together, they have something great to say about Mozart's piano concertos number 20 and 21. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.